It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will. But then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
Here we are. Still
here
in
we
the vacation
are.
Home. I am now on the top floor, and Trish is in her little work nook. So, and also maybe why there's some feedback on her phone when I talk, because we're remarkably close together. But here's what it looks like upstairs. There's my foot. It's not a good shot. This is where Trish has been napping a lot this week. And over there is the TV where we've been watching a lot of things. This is the upstairs in general. That's our bedroom. You can tell by the bed. There's the stairs. I showed you the stairs last week. That's the other side of them.
The flags, in case we need to do semaphores.
Yes. All right, and so we are still here. However, 24 hours from now, we will be in an airport waiting for our flight.
Yay.
Yes, yay, because we want to see our kitties.
And we do want to see our kitties.
We miss our kitties. I've been thinking about our kitties a lot. Our kitties were around a lot last night. I felt them laying on me, moving around on the bed. And I miss them. So we're going to see them. And it's time. This has been a very nice vacation, but it is time. What do you think of our very nice vacation?
That's not leading at all. I agree. It was a very nice vacation.
Any highlights in particular?
Wow, I'm not awake apparently.
Yeah, this is not a good morning. For the irony also being this is about when I would have recorded with William. So, but I like to get your take on it because you were here. He wasn't here.
Yeah, we had breakfast this morning.
I made orange rolls, and they were edible.
And I cut up some fruit that we were going to throw away otherwise, but
it was also edible.
I'm not sure I'm awake yet. Actually, you know what I think still was fun, and you're probably going to hate this answer, but I think hanging out in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, probably a thing we've talked about many times, which is I had like no to like negative expectations about it, and then it actually was kind of fun, so.
I don't mind hanging out in airports. It can be a fun time. I don't like being the parts on the planes. But hanging out, people watching in an airport can be really cool. If you got a comfy spot to sit.
You're reminding me. I haven't looked in a long time to see if I can change our seats. Tony and I were sitting approximately like 20 rows away from each other originally on this flight. And they did manage to get us closer, but
it's been a rough vacation. We kind of have done a trial separation that we decided was going to extend to the plane. And then
Do you get demonetized if I flip you off?
I mean, I'd have to get monetized first.
Oh,
We
okay.
do
Yeah.
also have an audio-only version, so for those of you just listening, Trish did flip me off when I suggested that we were separating.
That we are on a break.
She gets angry. You should see when you call her a frog. She gets real mad.
Just to keep in
Goes,
mind,
rev,
I play for your worldly goods.
rev, rev, I don't know yet. You won't be able to check in for another half hour or so. So maybe that's what you change. But
Yeah, no,
also, your
I like to,
podcast can't.
there's no better seat than we're in the best possible configuration.
We have been to three different beaches,
Yes.
and two creameries, and
One salt place.
once. Salt Works and one restaurant twice. So we've done a
One
few
food
things.
truck,
One food truck slash soup
one cloak
kitchen.
shop.
Oh, I forgot about the quilt shop. We got fabric for a new caftan, a heavier one for the upcoming winter, so that'll be nice. It's a good dark blue with paisleys. I like paisleys. Always have. Not sure what that's
I
about.
don't know if I knew that about you.
Yeah. But I would say overall. Oh, she's leaving. All right.
I can still hear you.
By the way, hello everyone. Is this. I don't know what that was.
Was a coaster.
If you're just joining us and this is your first episode, leave. Listen to last week's. It'll help get you settled in context. Oh, yes, this is the fabric for my new caftan.
It's
Yeah.
flannel.
I'm even more excited about it now seeing it again. You can get a ton of souvenirs. We got a lot of salt, a variety of
Did.
different kinds of salt.
We got some candy for the kids because it's almost Halloween.
But we mostly got a lot of
And
candy
they
that
like
I
candy.
have already eaten. Actually, and you ate a fair bit of candy too. Oh, we should have ice cream for lunch. We
Yeah.
gotta get rid of that. We sent my sister, so my family, well, my mother, my sister, and my niece all came to visit us yesterday. My brother-in-law works in the middle of the week, so. But they came yesterday, and we gave my sister her cooler back and her blue ice things back, and then a ton of food. Because we bought too much food. As we are wont to do on vacation. We tried our darndest, though. We ate a lot. I especially ate more than anybody should.
Yeah, I tried, but I still ate unhealthy things, so.
She didn't eat well, but she definitely. I was gonna say, you didn't eat as crazy as me, but you ate some crazy, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We discovered
We
some
like,
recipes.
yeah, I was just gonna say. Or we're on a sheet pan kick again.
Yes, Trish found sheet pan quesadillas, which is pretty good. And then she found sheet pan lasagna, which is really good. We've had that several times this week. I've eaten a lot of cereal. They make a Kit Kat cereal now. It's basically just tastier Cocoa Puffs. And then I ate a lot of other cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Peanut
Shredded
Butter
wheat,
Crunch. Mini Strawberry Mini Wheats.
all
And
berry.
Oops All Berries. Yeah.
I didn't eat
Drink.
no cereal.
No.
Well, I ate some of the overnight oats, but
Oh, you ate oats. You're not a cereal girl, are you really?
no, not really.
Because I got issues. I need my cereal, but it's very bad for me, so I don't do it except mostly on vacation.
Yeah, I have anti-cereal issues, so. When I was a kid, I didn't like milk on my cereal because I didn't like it when my cereal got soggy. And so at home, I would just eat cereal dry. But then that became like an issue when we were visiting extended family or whatever, or occasionally. If mom was pouring the bowls, she'd forget. Because I think Wedd had milk on his cereal, but Beth and I didn't, or something. I don't know. Every once in a while, I'd end up having to eat cereal with milk, and it was just traumatic. Because, eight.
Yeah, no. Those things hit you when you're that age. I will never make you eat milk on cereal, baby. I'll never make you do it.
Well, no, that, I mean, like, I've learned how to do it.
Yep. You're not allowed.
I think when I was a kid, I think I was just too distractible, and also like so I would make my cereal in the kitchen and then take it to wherever we were eating at that point in time to the table, and then be like, oh, I don't have my spoon. Oh, I should get something to
Yeah.
drink. Oh, like I just don't think I was
And soggy
focused
cereal
enough.
is nasty. It's
Yeah.
definitely. I remember
Well,
in college, if you were doing cereal, you'd have your bowl of cereal and then you'd get a little glass of milk on your tray, and then you would just pour it when you were ready to eat it. That was the height
and
of ingenuity.
yeah, and we didn't have like a ton of great cereal. Oh, the ambulance just went by. We of course had Raisin Bran because my dad ate it, and then we did have Frosted Flakes sometimes, Cheerios, Rice Krispies. There wasn't like Cap'n Crunch and whatever
No, us neither.
craziness going on, and some of that I'm sure was the sugar, and some of it I think was that there were three of us, and so like mom wouldn't buy a cereal just because I wanted it usually, because
Yeah.
like it needed to be something everybody would eat. Cinnamon Toast Crunch was pretty popular though. Once that became available, that wasn't like a thing when I was a kid, but then when I got a little bit older, I think is when that got introduced.
There was a tier at which I was allowed to get cereal, but it was not most cereals you've heard of. I was not allowed. So Cap'n Crunch, off the table. Trix, Fruit Loops, off the table. Anything with marshmallows going on, off the table. The indulgent cereals I could get were things like Honey Nut Cheerios, Cinnamon Life, Kix. Kix was an indulgence. The standards we had were Raisin Bran and plain Cheerios and Grape Nuts. Maybe
Grape
plain
nuts.
corn flakes. We had grape nuts. We had a lot of grape nuts in the
How
house.
do they even make grape nuts? Like, that's just a
I
turn
assume they
against
start
nature.
with rocks. That's
Probably.
one that you have to wait for a while for the milk to make it functional. Although it is my favorite hot cereal is hot grape nuts. But yeah, anything and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, definitely too far. I would never have been allowed Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Now,
We
there
ate
were rare
Eggos.
exceptions of like vacation and stuff like that, or as a very special treat. Every once in a while, some new crazy limited edition thing came out, and I got mom to buy me a box of it, and that was it, but not very
Yeah.
often.
The funny thing to me is so our go-tos for breakfast was sometimes cereal, Eggo waffles.
Oh, yeah.
Which We usually had log cabin syrup, but my brother and I think Beth would both just put jelly on it and eat it that way. And toast. And usually the toast was, you get the toast out when it was hot and put the butter on it so it would melt, and then you would pile cinnamon sugar on top of it and let it soak for a couple seconds, and then like shake it back over the bowl and let the dry stuff fall
Yeah.
away. How that seemed like a reasonable alternative to some of the cereals
Yeah.
you're discussing is beyond me.
We had
Like,
what you were talking about as an occasional dessert thing at night. Like, that was
yeah,
not breakfast.
no, that's, and especially because it past a certain point, like if we ran out of cinnamon sugar, like we just always had a bowl, kind of like how, you know, a lot of times we just have butter like sitting out. That's the warm butter. We had that, but we also had a continuous bowl of cinnamon sugar
Why
in the
don't we have
cabinet.
this in our household now? I love this. Just cinnamon sugar, just on everything, all the time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, why don't we have this in our house now? Probably the same reason we don't have a lot of things in our house now, because you would eat it.
Sprinkle it over pasta. Come on, it's like the dude
We're
from Elf would like it.
diabetic.
Yeah, see, we're already in that wheelhouse. It's fine. This is where we live now.
I mean, you can do it. I won't stop you, but.
We'll see what I do.
Oh,
Once I get back, there is going to be a period of adjustment going back to real life pretty hard. Like, just the way we have lived, the way we have eaten, the way we have slept. Part of the reason we're not awake yet is it is 11:30 here. And for us, that's still pretty early based on how we've been on this vacation. Oh, sorry.
and we got,
Everybody wants us to know that we're leaving tomorrow.
and we got stuff we gotta do yet.
I figured Trish was sending me a text that was saying you got a big old boogie on your nose or something, but she
Nah, just
didn't, so
mocked
I'm
you in
gonna
real
assume.
time.
That's true, you would just tell me. This is okay, this is a philosophical debate.
Okay.
There's a difficulty in a vacation as a whole. In that stage from vacation to not vacation again. And the constant conundrum I have in my head is that sort of violent, traumatic shift, does that undo all the relaxation and pleasantness of the vacation? Like,
Well, I mean,
come Monday morning, will you be more or less stressed out than when you left on vacation?
I think some of it depends on what you're coming back to. Like, there. So, like, the easiest example is when I was younger and I was working as a dietary aide. Like, I could go on vacation and I could come back, and like there was no, I didn't have to prepare to leave. Like, other people knew how to do the job and would just do it, and then when I got back I would do it some more. And so, you know, there was kind of that inherent, like, oh, I got used to not having to work and now I have to work again. But
But you don't have to like catch up on what you missed.
right. Yeah. Whereas in other jobs I've had more recently, like, you come back and either people waited for you and you're like, I wish you didn't do that, Or they decide you're not there, so they're gonna decide, make some arbitrary decision in your absence, and it's like, I mean, that's not probably what I would have picked, but and a lot of times the work doesn't get done, so it's still there, or whatever. So it's, yeah, some of it depends on what your job is, I think, basically.
Well, and I don't even necessarily mean a job. I mean let's start with the fact tomorrow's gonna suck. Like tomorrow's gonna
Yeah.
be very busy and stressful and running around because air travel, at least for me, it will.
Yeah. Well, and that can vary quite a bit depending on like what happens. Like
But I mean that already.
it could be as smooth as possible and it would still be stressful,
It's
but
not a
then
good
it
time.
can just ramp up from there if things start going wrong.
But that immediately is eroding the sort of relaxation and comfort going on here. And then you've got, I spent the last 2 weeks doing very little work, doing very little chores, doing a lot of weed, sleeping for 10 hours a night, and then usually taking a nap. Like, eating absolute garbage, not doing anything I didn't feel like doing, and now I'm gonna be back to trying to eat well, taking care of the house, cleaning up after the animals, cook, figuring out and cooking all the meals, running the errands, all the stuff that I said I'll worry about it when I get back. Like, I'm always like, so was it? Because especially one like this was, I loved this vacation. It's not what I would call an enriching vacation. I did not learn a lot about the local culture and things. Like, we just hung out and relaxed. And it was awesome. And I had a great time. But now
You
I'm like,
learned what kingfishers sound like.
I learned what kingfishers sound like and look like. And also, some, a big ass heron that lives near here. But my point is, it was just a sort of chill. And I worry that the shock of coming back undoes that too. I mean, the memories are still there, and that's great, but this is the thing I constantly wonder about with adjusting back into post-vacation.
If you're right and it's not worth it, then we're doing it wrong. Because we should not have spent the money we spent on vacations this year if it wasn't benefiting us in some way. So.
Well, and it I mean, and it is. I'm not sorry that we came, and I won't be sorry that we came. It's more on a very practical, does this experience, and I think it does. This is a thing I do in my inability to moderate things, is sometimes I like to just sort of separate from life, as it were, and do what I want to do, which is kind of what we've done for 2 weeks. And so hopefully that fills up some sort of batteries that now I can go back into just regular life again and have that sort of reserve of whatever it is. And that's the hope, but I always just find it weird. Far too often, like, I feel bad enough about the ending of vacation that I'm like, well, then what was it all for? But I feel pretty good. I'm very excited to see our cats. Even though they're going to claw the shit out of us and yell in our faces. And I have to change a lot of kitty litter the night we get back.
And you're gonna start sneezing, and your nose is gonna run like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I've been kind of sniffly here, so who knows? But, you got any particular movies or TV shows you want to talk about? We've been watching a bunch.
Yeah, we've been rewatching Hill House. Because I kind of wanted to see it again. And I think it's my favorite plan again. Although then we kind of had a little bit of a debate with, was it Chaney's weird or was it your family that we were talking about? And then they reminded me of, I don't know. I don't know how I could have forgotten. There's not that many of them. But anyway, whatever. So yeah, like Hill House, it still is just
I don't
traumatic to
think you,
watch, though.
I don't think you said everything that you thought out loud.
Okay.
Hill House you thought was your favorite, and then we had a discussion with either Cheney's or my family, and they reminded you of something.
Oh, I think somebody said like, oh, their favorite is Usher, and I was like, oh yeah, maybe that one.
Oh, Fall of the House of Usher. Yeah, it might have been
Yeah.
me.
And I always kind of like don't, I don't know what it was up with me or the show or whatever, but the one on the island one, like I never remember it really well. Like,
Midnight Mass, yeah.
yeah. So, but I don't think it was bad. I just don't really remember it very clearly. Anyway, but
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think that stuck with a lot of people. It kind of did with me, which is surprising.
And then we started watching Kevin Can Go Fuck Himself. I don't know if you talked
We're
about that last week or not.
almost done with first season. I think we did just in passing. We had only seen one or two episodes.
Yeah, and it, at first I didn't think I was gonna like it, and then I started liking it, and
It's weirdly
I'm still kind of
compelling.
confused about it, though.
Yeah, there's a vibe of, well, and you said it up front, like, where are they going with this? And that could be really good or really bad, depending on how they
Yeah.
handle that. I am a little bit right now being like, I want something to happen again. I don't know. It's getting a little too just sort of slice of life for me in some ways, but
And
we'll
we've
see. But
been,
it's weirdly compelling.
yeah, we've been watching more Hacks, which remains, excellent in the way that it is. And we've been cherry picking animated
Halloween specials.
sitcom Halloween shows. Yeah.
Treehouse of
So.
Horrors, Bob's Burgers Halloween episodes, that kind of thing. That's been fun.
Yeah. I think that's it for like TV-ish stuff.
Yeah, and then just lots and lots of movies.
Yeah. We watched Time Cop. I always want to say RoboCop, and then I'm like, no, it was Time
No, Time Cop, which had never been seen by either of us, I think.
It was not very good.
No, but it's better than it probably should have been.
Yeah, probably. It
Like,
had
it almost had
fairly
a time travel
consistent time
system.
travel.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but on the scale of time travel systems in movies and TV, it was not bad.
I was sad because Van Damme did not do what I consider his signature move in that movie, so I may have to watch some other Van Damme thing
He
soon.
did the splits, but he didn't do them the way Trish wanted him to.
Yeah, he has to do it up high, like in a hallway, and then drop down and get this bad guy.
And he did not do that. Have to watch him. You
Oh.
finally saw The Mummy.
Yeah. I rewatched Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon on the plane
She
because I thought that I could
did.
fall asleep during it, and then I stayed awake during the whole thing because it's just, I hadn't seen it in a really long time.
She loves that movie.
It's a really good movie.
It's a good movie. All right. I don't think we're making compelling podcasts at this point. I don't think we're awake enough.
Should we argue about something?
You argue. All of my electronics are really like smudged on this trip. I don't know what that's about.
Because you're a disgusting
Probably keep eating a lot of candy. I take lots of showers though. There's that giant shower. This is the best shower ever. I'm not gonna show it to y'all because I'm too lazy, but it's a good shower.
It has a chair.
Yeah,
It's
you just walk
big.
into it. There's a chair. The thing that turns on the water and the thing that adjusts the temperature are different things, which I'm always appreciative of. Anyway,
And it and you can turn on the water without
getting inside.
getting hit by the spray. So I
Yeah,
like
because
that.
it's such a giant space. And it has a little squeegee. Trish always
Baby,
likes squeezing the walls.
I don't
Yes?
want to fail.
At.
At podcasting, you'll never
You
ask
don't.
me again.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem. I think we're too tired and not that interesting. And we've been doing it now for about a half hour. Looks good enough.
I could show all my beads one by one. I'm sure they love
Sherry, you've done it for me 3 times.
it.
Trish bought a giant thing full of jewelry and has been taking them apart. And Trish made jewelry for all of the family members in Oregon. And they lost their ever-loving minds because they loved it so much. And then when they came to visit yesterday, they brought her a bunch more beads, which sounds like they're supporting her hobby, but it's really like, here's some more things you could make cool jewelry for us out of. So that's what's happening there. But yeah, Trish went. We went to two different Goodwills on this trip. I think we have pretty consistently gone to zero Goodwills on vacations before, or at least I have. I've been to Goodwills, but I don't ever remember being to one on vacation. And I've been to two different ones on this vacation. One of which was the outlet one where it's just dumpsters full of stuff. That was weird.
You didn't go in the other one, so.
I didn't go in there. I watched all the drama that unfolded outside with the teenagers and their phones. It was interesting.
And I got a
But
mini
yeah.
trash can.
And she got a mini. Are you taking that home? Yeah, because you want that for, I remember now. She's got things, yeah, but she bought a bunch of stuff and she's torn some of it apart. And she bought a different thing that holds all that. So she's pretty set. Also, she got a Spirograph.
I did.
And she did attempt to use it at least twice. So that was nice.
Still not sure if that's coming back with us or staying here.
I wondered. It'll probably depend on how packing goes.
Yeah.
All right, people. Sorry this is a short episode, but we'll be back to normal at some point. But please write in. If you had emails for us, we'd be reading those right now. We have no emails. So please write in themagicaltalkinghead@gmail.com with stuff to talk about. Because if even if we're not awake, we can talk about it. But right now we're not awake and we don't know what to talk about. So also go to the blog, themagicaltalkinghead.com. Tell us we're wrong about Time Cop. Ask Trish what she thought of the mummy, because you'll notice she very conspicuously changed the subject on that one. Tell us what your favorite Flanagan business is, and listen again next week. Which, yeah, next week for
With
you.
next week, more William.
Also him. And we're never asking Trish back.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.